This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 1 of Useless Conversations. This is Kimmy
and Jess.
That's right. We're in the same goddamn room.
What?
It's bananas. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very tired. Thank you for asking. We have actually been together for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So I really don't need to ask you how you're doing.
No.
I mean, plus the Seahawks lost on Thursday, which for me is tragic, but for you isn't the worst thing.
Probably not.
Yeah, you're literally wearing your Vikings hoodie right now to rub it in my face.
I mean, I do what I can.
Yeah. You do what you can get away with.
Just enough.
Yeah. How was the drive over?
It was actually really nice. It was a nice day. I'm a little bummed that I didn't come, like, maybe a couple weeks later, because it would be, you know, more fall colors. Mm-hmm. But it was still really pretty. It was a sunny day.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
A couple weeks later would have been my birthday, too.
I know. Gosh.
See? You're just ruining everything.
Everything.
Before we even get started with the podcast for the day, I've already have told you you're the worst and that you're ruining everything.
Yeah, pretty much. More than once.
Wearing that Vikings hoodie in my goddamn house. You didn't even come at the right time. That's what he said.
Oh my gosh,
Jessica. Well, you know, things are going great here. As you know, today we took a trip to the Dillard Try.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought some mop heads and I turned them into some cute fall pumpkins.
Yes.
And I say cute not because I'm bragging, but because I am bragging. Like, for $1, some rubber bands that I got for free, and 2 pieces of bark out of my backyard, these pumpkins looking all right.
They're so cute, actually.
Thanks, man. I feel pretty festive. Thanks, TikTok, for the moves.
Oh, yes.
You know, TikTok.
And we have another craft we haven't done yet, but we got all the supplies for.
Yeah.
That's also a TikTok thing that we've talked about previously.
Correct. I'm really excited about this. We got the words.
Yeah.
We got some words, like words that are in wood, carved into wood, some that are metal. We got a witch's hat, and we got some black t-shirts.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the bleach out and let the kid spray directly away from his face. Away from the face.
We'll try our best.
I mean, we can do everything that we can. I can throw as many Mr. Yuck stickers on these spray bottles as I want to. He's still 5. But hopefully, you know, we can... No poison control hotline will be phoned.
Right.
But I've cleared a space in the driveway.
Yeah.
Where my car is usually parked so that we can do this craft. I'm really excited. We went and got more stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
From Dillard Try.
Mm-hmm.
And from Hublob. You know, we don't want to... These are not advertisements for these companies. No. I don't know if you guys knew this, but these are not ads.
No.
We have not been paid to endorse anyone. If anyone's interested, though, in paying us.
Yeah, I mean...
Money, please.
Yeah, I'll shout out to anyone.
Yeah, hey, we're interesting enough to do an ad.
Just enough. That's all that's important.
I know. So we did take a little break. Thanks for hanging in there with us, guys. I've been super swamped with, like, school and work and getting my kid acclimated to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone. It's gone.
It has. It actually, what's weird is it's nice to take a break, but it also was really weird.
Yeah, I agree. Because, it's something I look forward to doing with you.
Yes.
Like an activity. Like, so even though we talked the whole time.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know, to our wonderful listeners. We had conversations of which you will never be apprised. I'm sure you thought that we just told you everything.
Yeah.
So our bad for excluding you. But it was like the fun activity that we do together. We weren't doing it. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of getting bummed out a little bit as I realized, I said to Zeb, you know, I think it's on the weekends I've been like trying really hard to like get all my homework done. And then I do chores and I have to press the kids' uniform. That's another thing I've added to the fun chore list of that is my life, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think I used to just really look forward to the weekends because I knew I was going to get to like mess around with Jessica and play games or talk about movies or, you know, learn fun facts about the sloth. So, you know, I think that that's part of it is like, even though we talk, we're not having like the fun game portion.
Right.
Or like, you know, like the little silly back and forth.
Right.
It's just us like, well, this is my problem today. Mm-hmm. Bloated again. 35 and thriving, you know.
Oh, man. Also, I'm pretty excited that you got them a while ago, but we have the PNW Foodies group.
Yes, we do.
And you got us some very nice baseball caps.
Yeah.
And so I've been excited to get those. So we'll have to take a picture and put that out there for everyone. And
we should.
And take our foodies.
Yeah. Shout out to Tony Emery.
Yes.
For the dope group.
Yeah.
And for these incredible hats. He went so far as to ship them to me.
Oh, really?
Because he knows how busy my schedule is. Mm-hmm. He knows because he was like, I still have your damn hats, Kim. And so I was like, bro, what can be done? told him I'm really busy and stuff. And we used to live closer to one another. But then, Zeb and I decided to move closer to Tacoma. So he shipped them to me.
Nice.
I know. He's so wonderful. He threw in some stickers.
Oh.
He threw in a little wristband.
Oh. I wasn't told of all these things.
Oh, well, I have them for you. But this is funny. You're going to laugh.
Okay.
Or be mad at me. But either way, they're in my desk at work.
Oh, how convenient for you.
I didn't bring my work laptop home, and it's got, like, my North by Northwest Law Group sticker on it for work. Mm-hmm. And then underneath it, it's just my PNW foodies. Those are the only two stickers on my laptop. My water bottle's fucking covered in them. Even the boot of my trunk has more stickers on it than my laptop, but those are the only two.
No, that's okay. I'm really excited about the hat. I actually wear hats a lot.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, definitely. Today you were hyping me up on mine.
Yeah, I like yours.
Yeah, good. Someone else saw it on me too, and they said I looked pretty good in it. But mm-hmm. we'll talk about that a little later.
You do.
Yeah, thanks, man. I don't know. You know how you always kind of like, you see yourself a certain way, but then other people see you and they'll say things like, oh, that looks good on you, or oh, you look really cute with your hair that way, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Which are, just so we're clear, those are both things that were said to me today, and I'm not gonna lie, like, do I have a bigger ego than I did at 7 a.m.? Maybe. Did you think that was possible? Absolutely not.
I'm going to have a talk with this person.
Yeah. Well, I think later we will.
Yeah.
She's kind of tied up right now. not like physically. We're not restraining anybody here. No one needs to call an adult they can trust.
No.
This person is safe, but they're going to come into play later.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do, since this is a podcast, so it's audio only, we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, but not tell you who won. It'll just be us being rowdy. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you threw paper. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm into it.
So tell us, because I know that our fans are dying to know, how is life on the lake in your beautiful tiny home?
Oh yeah.
Now that it's turning into autumn.
Yeah, so, wow. I guess it's been a while since we've talked on here.
I mean, I think that we did talk about you getting it all set up and stuff.
I mean, we still had some issues, but we are like 100% living in it.
Love it.
We are able to cook. We are able to bathe.
Oh, love it.
We are able to sleep. I mean, we have an air conditioner and heater, you know.
Look at that.
Like, it actually is really cool.
This is lake life at its best.
Yes. I mean, I, too, have been busy because with the early fall, we have to winterize everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the boat, the trailers, the, you know, sprinkler system has to be blown out.
Oh. Can I ask, how do you winterize a boat? What do you do?
Well, I didn't do it.
Okay, like, you didn't do it like it's waiting for you as a chore when you get back?
No. Okay. My dad winterized, like, the engine and stuff. But we had to, you know, we took all the life jackets out.
Yeah.
And put them, actually went to, I can't say it the way you say it.
Oh, Delartre?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I got those giant Ziploc bags, you know?
Yeah.
And we put...
Do you know, what I really like is that they've been carrying Glad and Hefty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we got some Glad Ziploc bags that, like, it has the little plastic thing at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen. Am I against microplastics? Yes. Am I going to lie on this podcast and say that there is a better alternative? No. Like, guess what? Maybe plastic manufacturers stop making microplastics. In the interim, I'm going to use the zip and seal.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I feel bad about it, but it's also, I'm a consumer. So,
well, to be fair, these are reusable if you take care of them, but they're like the big giant ones. Like, you get
the
one
space bag.
Well, kind of. They're more like a Ziploc though.
Like, okay.
It doesn't, like, you don't suck the air out of it or anything.
Okay.
It's just like a giant Ziploc bag. But we got them for all of the life jackets.
Yeah.
So that they don't get wet or mold or...
Yeah.
You spend a lot of money on those. You want to take care of them.
Yeah, I know. I was with my Canadian cousin shopping at Walmart when she was visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going through that section where the life jackets are. And this was before COVID, whatever. And I was picking up a life jacket for Ezra because we were going to go do something mm-hmm. on the water. He's going to need one. But then I saw, like, the next size up was on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then the size after that was also on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And they were marked down from, like, $32 a piece to $7.99.
Yeah, that's a heck of a deal.
And I know that my kid's going to be a water baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually when we get through what we need to get through with COVID,
mm-hmm.
hopefully we're going to be out at the lake in the summertime.
Yeah.
And so I know he's going to be a water baby. He even swims in the tub. He pretends like he's moving. You know, look at me, I'm swimming. No, you're not. You're not even soaping. Can you do something in there? Get a good lather going.
Yeah.
And then he kicks water everywhere and you're like, oh, he's helping clean the walls. Thanks, Jessica. I appreciate the encouragement. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know, he tried to put soap on the floor to quote-unquote clean it. I think I got all of it up, but if you fall, this is the record that you can't sue me because I've told you.
Okay.
Okay, so fair enough. Homeowner's insurance, Allstate. Allstate, it's on the record. No, I'm just kidding. So you take those out, you put them in, you make sure they're dry, and then
right.
you put them in these bags.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to protect them. And then because it's a pontoon boat, we have to take the top down.
Right.
And then we have to
That's what he said. Sorry. I'm sorry.
We have to put...
I'm just beating a dead horse here. Remember that callback that everyone knows? That's me,
yeah,
Kimmy.
I know. So then we had to put the cover on it.
Yeah.
But then it's going to stay outside. So then we had to put a giant tarp on it and do like the whole bungee and Jessica climbs underneath the boat fun thing. You know.
Right. So it's out of the water.
It's out of the water.
It's on land.
Yeah.
Do you guys pull it up to the tiny home?
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. Okay, I get it. I can visualize it now.
Yeah, and then, you know, you gotta winterize the trailer, so you gotta dump the tanks and put the antifreeze in them, and then tarp those up, and then you gotta blow out the sprinkler system, which, you know, anyone that has a sprinkler system needs to do that, you know? That's not just lake life.
Like, okay. All right. I mean, I'm not that bougie.
Oh, sorry.
I should know, though, because I think that we need one, because our yard dies every summer, and then when it comes back, it grows back really patchy, because we just are terrible yard maintenance people. And our niece's dad, like, does sprinkler systems. And I keep saying to Zed, like, we should do a thing. And he's like, we're never going to take... You want us to be these people, Kim, who know about sprinkler systems and lawn maintenance. And we just are not these people. And he's not wrong. I got a mitten and basil plant outside, and I'll be lucky if they survive the next month. So what does that require, then, blowing out the sprinkler system?
An air compressor.
Oh, okay. So is there like a starting point that's inside the house?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you blow that air through the lines and it shoots any water out.
And then you turn like the water to it's already turned off when you do the air compressor. Right. Okay.
And it just shoots out excess water so that your pipes don't freeze.
Right.
And then you can use them again in the spring.
I mean, as a person who understands pipes... If there's anything I know, I'm like Mario when it comes to this shit. Not Italian, not a plumber, but believe you me. I'm kidding. I have to have a plumber come out and change out the faucet on my bathtub. I don't think that I'm an expert.
We had to lose one of the heads because it's under the tiny home, so we had to cut that guy off.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And I can tell you, I've been under my home so many times, like, I don't prefer it, but I know all the things under there.
Yeah.
I just had to, before I came over here, we got a washer and dryer.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
So we can actually do our laundry in our home. And I had to
climb. You can't do, like, the big stuff, right? Like, if you had to, like, do a... Like a blanket or big that would comforter.
Have to go, that would have to go to the laundromat. But, you know, just, you know, socks and underwear pants. I mean, life-changing.
Being able to just have the necessities washed on site.
Yeah, and be able to fold and you're like, this is nice.
Right? No one has to watch me fold my Hanes her way in the back of a laundromat next to the coin machine.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to climb back under there, and it's my least favorite chore, but I'm the guy.
Dude, I know. And the worst thing about this for me is, like, I'm not claustrophobic. I know. But I have anxiety. So every time you're like, I have to crawl back under the house, I start getting anxiety because I know you're going to get claustrophobia. It's by proxy.
I keep telling myself, okay, I've done this several times. I can get in there. I know how to get back out. I might have to army crawl to do it.
But I can do it.
So the reason I had to crawl under there is because the dryer hookup, you know, the venting for the dryer was under there, but it wasn't like vented out of the skirting. And that's, you can't have that.
No. That spells fire.
Yeah.
That spells it.
And moisture under your home. Exactly. And,
the creation of black mold. We all, living in the PNW, we all know once that happens, it's kills or be killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I had to vent that out. That was a fun chore, but it's done. And I was the guinea pig. Like, okay, Jessica, go ahead and throw your clothes in. Let's see how this works. Like, yep, I'm going to be the guinea pig. Okay.
I love that so much. I love that.
But, you know, they're clean. They smell good.
They work. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it. After we're done here, we should go up and look at my laundry room because I've been working on it to try and make it TikTok ready.
Yeah.
It's not halfway there, but we'll pretend like it is. And okay. You can just see all the shit I put in, like, apothecary jars for no reason.
Okay. By the way, your pantry is very nice, too, and organized. Thank you. I'm into it.
I told you I was trying to. I see all these people on TikTok. They're taking the snacks, putting them in the bins.
Right.
Trying to do it. I try to do it with the fridge, but that thing is a beast of its own.
I know. The fridge is awful.
You can never. Oh, thanks.
No.
Welcome to my home.
No. Not your fridge. Like, in general, like, at my own home, the fridge is a nightmare.
Yeah, I saw your fridge, Kim. It's a fucking disaster. We thought tornado zones had issues. Your fucking fridge. That's really insensitive given the status of national disaster. Jesus Christ. I mean, really, Jessica. No, I'm just kidding. We should cut that. That's not.
No, we'll leave that in. That's yeah. Great.
It's authentic. That's for damn sure. Yeah. It's always hard. Yeah. The fridge is hard. A thing about the fridge that is hard is the fruit drawer. Now, I'm gonna do the best I can here to not be gross, but sometimes these veggies and these fruits, they'll be in there with the best of intentions, mind you. Obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be in there.
Right.
That whole drawer would just be filled with cheese and hard-boiled eggs or some kind of, like, just cholesterol-inducing nonsense in there. But right. I try. Yeah, right?
Sure.
And plus, I got the kid.
Yeah.
So, when I pack him a lunch, I try to make his lunch very, like, fruit and veggie heavy, and then make sure he gets a protein and, like, one grain. Mm-hmm. But then, other than that, we're doing some, you know, apple slices, we're hitting a banana, maybe we're getting some strawberries in the mix, right? But no matter how hard I tried to use it all up, and make sure it gets in my lunch and his lunch and Zeb's eating it on Zeb's lunch, you know, something liquefies in there.
I know. What is that?
I don't know. I don't Every understand time. How it fucking happens. I don't know. But no matter what I do. And then the sauce, it's like you think that you got all of the liquid from the fruit or the vegetable that went to the bad place. Mm-hmm. And you think you got it all, and then all of a sudden there's another puddle in the corner, and you're like, wait, there's nothing in here. There's nothing in here that has turnt.
Yeah.
That has gotten straight turnt.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's no way. And somehow there's still another brown puddle in the corner of that fucking crisper drawer. Why is it
always brown,
too? I don't know.
It's not red from the strawberries or blue from the blueberries. No, exactly. It's like brown.
It's a brown mystery fluid. I swear to God, it's all that fucking celery. I have the best of intentions every time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and then we get the little hummus cups, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this time I'm really going to do it. I'm going to eat all the celery. So much fiber. So much water. I'm going to be hydrated and my stomach's going to be regular. And then it just liquefies in that back corner. That celery just took my salary again. And let's bring the trash can closer to the refrigerator. Right. Not make our lives any harder than they already are. Every time I go back to the store, I'm like, no, this time it's going to be different.
Right.
Well, the lies I tell myself.
No, I tell my roommates, like, look, there's three of us. We don't need to cook for 10.
Yeah.
Because the leftovers don't get eaten.
Yeah.
And then they sit in there, and then when we go to throw them out, it's like, look at all this stuff they're throwing out. We need to cook for 3. And maybe 6 if you want a leftover. Or
like a meal for, like a lunch.
Maybe a night that week you don't want to cook and you reheat a leftover. Yeah. But we don't need to make 10, you know, a serving of 10 every single night. It's never going to get eaten.
No.
Yeah.
It's not. It really is not.
Yeah.
And we have the best of intentions to do it, to eat it, to make sure that it doesn't go to waste.
Yeah.
But it's like today we all went, you, me, and the mystery person who will be joining us later. Mm-hmm. We all went to the mill.
Yeah.
In Milton.
We should have posted about that.
We should have taken some pictures of our food. So first of all...
Sorry, Tony.
Yeah, sorry, Tony. But we'll tell you about it now. Yeah. We can post a picture maybe of their, or like put a link to their Facebook group. I'm sure the mill has a Facebook group.
Yeah.
You got the patty melt, which was the most epic patty melt I have had in a while. Good. Oh yeah, it was delicious.
And you know, I try to be as gluten free as possible, but I was like, not today.
Yeah, rye bread, please, thank you. And then you got the hand cut French fries with it.
Yeah, those were good.
Those were delicious.
And the ketchup that came with it.
I was like, did they make this back there, or someone pressing tomatoes?
Oh, it seemed like different ketchup.
It was really flavorful. Whatever it was, it was delicious.
Yeah.
The steak fries were, for anyone who is a potato person, which if you're not, I automatically don't trust you. That's just a given. These were hand-cut steak fries, but the outside was crispy, the inside was perfectly tender.
Yes.
But there was a good crisp. Yes. On the outside. They were so delicious.
They really were.
And then I got the stroganoff. Sorry, there's a truck backing up in the living room. I don't know what that's about. Electronics. You know what I mean? Back it up. I got the stroganoff.
Yes.
And that was... I mean, phenomenal.
It was.
It was so good.
I like that they were like the really long, thick noodles, too. Yes. I don't know what that's called.
It was like an egg noodle, but it was
like, it's not like the normal egg noodles that are...
Yeah.
They were fatter and long.
Yeah, it
like fettuccine, but, yeah, you know,
but really fatter. Wide. It said the type of pasta it was. Maybe we should post from their website.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be a good... thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It said the type of pasta on there, but I think maybe they were handmade noodles.
Maybe.
I don't know. It was fresh
and
pasta.
The mushrooms that they put in there.
Yeah. You know, you and I appreciated the mushrooms and the onions.
Yeah.
We have, you know, the special guest is a little more picky on those things, but she enjoyed the noodles and the beef for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got the halibut and chips. This halibut was breaded and fried so perfectly.
It was so crunchy on the outside.
And that tartar sauce they had.
The tartar was really good,
too. The tartar sauce was amazing.
It was good on the fries, too.
Yeah, I was taking your fries, her fish, dunking everything. And I almost was like, can I just get some more of this tartar sauce? And I'm not really going to eat it here. So you just put it in a microplastics eventual cup and send it home with me. I know you don't have any apothecary jars back there that you're going to send home with me with tartar sauce in them that I can then repurpose for my laundry room.
Do you got an old sour cream container, maybe?
I know, right? Can we bust out the fine china?
Right.
I'm following a TikTok influencer who is trying to go like zero waste.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, remember, this is a friendly reminder to take your glass container out with you when you go somewhere to eat and put your leftovers in that instead of the styrofoam.
Okay.
And then she also had like a little jar that she took with her to put her salad dressing in it.
Fancy.
A reusable little jar.
Yeah.
And I was like, all of this is wonderful what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that I am there yet.
Yeah.
I need to be. I understand this is a level, and we all need to be concerned about things like this.
Yeah.
And it's a level at which I need to get on this person. That's why I'm following her.
Right.
She gives me great tips for around the house.
Yeah.
I've been able to decide on packaging when I'm at the grocery store. Like, okay, these dishwasher tablets come in a plastic bin that I put in the recycling, but there's a good chance that it's not really going to get recycled. Now, because I don't know if this is... I try really hard to understand the numbers on the bottom. I don't understand this numbering system.
Right.
I mean, I can pass microeconomics, but I don't get me started on the recycle numbers. I can't... This is math I cannot do.
Every time I throw something away here, I'm like, do you recycle this or does it go in the garbage?
Yeah. Yeah. And our other cousin lives in King County, so she has to compost.
Right.
And so you were like, can I just put this in the trash can? And I was like, yeah, where else would you put it? And she's like, well, my house. We have to compost. And I don't even know. You're speaking... Stop speaking Chinese in the house.
Yeah.
I don't speak that foreign language. I hardly speak the foreign language I know. That's all I'm saying. Like, come on, man. But yeah, I know. I understand. I need to be on that level. Like, I'm using glass instead of plastic. When I go to the store, I try to pick things that are packaged in cardboard instead of things that are packaged in plastic. That's my one goal for right now.
Okay.
Is like, if I see a detergent or like a home cleaning product that's packaged in like a cardboard box, cardboard's way more recyclable than plastic.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When do you go to the store?
Yeah. So, thanks, Jessica.
I'm just kidding.
Great question. That's a really great question. And first of all, what I'd like to do as the interviewee is thank you for that question. And I'm not stalling at all in any way to try and get away from this question. So thank you again. What a courageous thing to ask.
I'm crying.
This is all on the heels of Jessica knowing that I just use Instacart way too fucking much. And that secondarily, my husband is generally the one who does the grocery shopping. So you saw, just so we're clear, I want you to remember that I am your family for as long as we both shall live. And you just saw a bus pass by and straight kicked me under it. So I just want to let you know that I will remember that.
Okay.
Until even after one of us dies. And if it's me, I'll probably haunt you and be like, remember the bus. Ooh. I'm going to make hella ghost noises like that when I'm, when they come to you in your dream. You're not dreaming. I'd be the worst apparition.
I'll just have a lot of sage.
Yeah. You, get out of here, Kimmy.
I'll sage you away.
That's going to work. I've had more sage in my stuffing. Who the fuck do you think you are? It wasn't good. I mean, the sage to oregano ratio in this stuffing is fucked. But I can withstand it, you know? And as a ghost, I'll probably be fine.
Yeah, I'll probably.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I guess but we'll find out.
I thought it was only bad spirits who would, like, get saged out, you know?
Well, I mean, if you're haunting me, I wouldn't call that good, but I mean...
I think God has a sense of humor, so... I mean, like what Kevin James said, look at a platypus. Just look, take a look at a platypus. It's got a duck's bill, a beaver's tail, and it's a mammal, but it lays eggs.
Yeah.
Can we not just be, I wanted to say, like, unflappable, but that just reminds me of its stupid tail.
Yeah.
The mighty platypi.
Oh, gosh.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys are having fun winterizing the tiny home.
Yeah.
I have done zero winterization. My basil plant's still outside dying in the cold.
Yeah.
I should probably bring that in.
Probably.
Get it in a windowsill inside where there's warmth.
Yeah. Might like that.
The mint, too.
Yeah.
I need to repot them both. Like, I need to put the... I have a bigger pot for the basil by the front door that's just been looking at me like, bitch, you know what you need to do. And I just don't get around to it. And then I need to move the mint into the basil pot
because the
basil pot is bigger.
Right.
But the mint, you can tell there's more coming up at the base.
Mm-hmm.
So I need
it's all about that base.
No trouble. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble just the same as I don't want no scrubs, Jessica. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, welcome to season 3, guys.
Yeah. Glad you could join us.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. Tap, tap, tap. So we do have a special guest today.
Very special.
Would you like to introduce our special guest?
Well, our special guest actually doesn't really need an introduction, really. She's been on here once or twice.
Or more than once or twice.
Or more.
She's our resident fact checker.
Our fact checker that hasn't been fact checking.
Hashtag first season.
We got Cousin Kitty in the house.
Yeah. Woo woo. Round of applause. And the only person that clapped just now was Kitty. You gotta advocate for yourself. I like that. I like how strong you are.
Yes.
Go you. I'm advocating for you too. Look at this.
You tried to kill me in your massage chair and I had to be quiet.
I'm sorry, I know. That was the sound that you heard when I said there was a truck backing up.
It was just my wide load in your massage chair.
Okay, first of all, don't talk about your load that way. I'm built like a dump truck, and I look great, so I have a whole back end to prove it. But no, I didn't realize I had put the legs on too heavy for you, and I said to you, I don't know how heavy you like this, and you said, that feels good, and I was like, okay, but watch out, because it sneaks up on you.
Yeah, I think it broke my feet a little bit.
No, it did not.
I might have, like, cracked a tibia or something. Well, I was like... not to scream because you guys are recording. Yeah.
You can so I know there's a lot of pressure when that's happening, but you still have enough power within yourself to lift your legs out of it.
I tried.
Oh, okay. We need to do, you're skipping leg day, I think.
I think so.
Because I'm weak as fuck and I can get it out of the vice grip. And I only had it turned on 4 out of 5.
She says I did.
I know. I tried
lifting them off the bottom, like, be quiet, don't say anything.
Yeah, we're recording and you're over there writhing in pain. I have no idea. Just so we're clear, you could probably be a Hollywood actor because that was a performance to beat the band.
Oh.
Look at you.
Put it on the resume.
Yeah, stage left. And then left the stage.
But I didn't hear all the insurance information.
Yeah. Allstate will be expecting my call.
Well, this is kind of nice. It's kind of like the Ellen show or whatever. Like, I was listening in the green room. You were just kind of in the green room.
Yeah.
It was.
What's it like in the green room?
It's really hard to be quiet.
I guess in like an actual green room, you're alone or you're with like people who aren't in the audience. So you can...
Kimmy.
I'm on an island. Michael Jackson was right. You are not alone.
You are not alone.
Mostly because Zuckerberg listens to all of our conversations. But anyway, back to this.
Yeah.
Less controversial topic. My green room is just a massage chair for more furniture for less.
Yeah. I like it.
That's great.
When
I'm
you're
glad
ready
you
to
do.
Upgrade.
You'll take that one.
Truck. I can come pick it up anytime.
Oh, she's right. She does have the truck. Listen.
Which I drove around Seattle all day today like a big girl.
Yeah. I'm very proud of you. Like, it takes a lot. And the fact that you drive it all the time, man, my cars are tiny comparatively.
Yeah.
Like, I even have, like, a Scion XB. It's considered an SUV, like a mid-range or maybe a small SUV. My XD, the hatchback, that thing isn't even a crossover. That thing's like a compact.
A smart car.
Like the Beach Boys were like, when we were talking about a little deuce coupe, we did not. This is way smaller. We don't know what you've got. But yeah, Scion. I like my Scions. They're, like I was telling you earlier, they're Toyotas. So they're made well, but they're a lot smaller than your new truck. I love this new truck.
Yes.
Also, can I just say, I love the fact that it was someone from Saskatchewan who came down. Because that's when you bought it at the dealership, they had to take the Saskatchewan plates off of it.
I saved it just to show you.
I'm so proud. Yeah. Thank you. That makes me feel very good.
And by the way, I did notice you're flying your Canada flag. Mm-hmm. Out front.
That's right, because Justin Trudeau is the Prime Minister of Canada. He is still going strong, and I am very proud.
That dual citizenship.
You know it. From the womb to the tomb, madam.
Have you heard back on that?
Yeah, so they sent me back my application because I forgot to include my receipt.
Oh.
And then 2 weeks later, they sent me back the receipt that I sent in a separate envelope that said, hi. It literally said, to whom it may concern, I sincerely apologize. You know how most Canadians or Irish Catholics do. You start with the apology. You feel right. guilty. Right. So the apology comes first. I sincerely apologize for this inconvenience. This is the number on my application. This is the receipt for my application. I'm just dumb and forgot to put the receipt in with the application. So the application came back and it had a notice that said you didn't include your receipt, Kim. Like, it even was like, clearly you're a Canadian citizen. We can issue you the number if you just pay for us to process this application. And then, like 2 weeks later goes by, I get this envelope, and it's from the Canadian government. I know what these envelopes look like, because after my dad died, they sent us orphan checks.
Why are we laughing at that?
But that's how I knew. I was like, this is a government envelope. Oh my God, this is it. I finally have my citizenship number, which I probably already have one. It was probably assigned to me. My dad just never gave it to or maybe he didn't even like try to acquire it or whatever. And so I'm not even applying for dual citizenship. I'm already a dual citizen because I have proof of parentage. I'm literally just applying so that they'll give me my number because I don't know what it's like, not knowing it's what like your social security number is.
Right.
Yeah. And so then I get this envelope in the mail and I'm like, oh my God, so this is it. And I got all excited and we're standing in the kitchen. He's standing with me.
Ready to
like,
five?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, now once I have my number, then I can apply for Ezra to become, like, he'll have proof of parentage and I can get him an actual number.
Right.
And then whenever we need to flee, we'll just, we can, at the border, we can beg to bring Zeb with us. You know?
We kind of like him. Can
Smuggle
he come?
Yeah. He's just in the trunk.
Yeah. Maybe we could, like, take the camper or something.
Yes, just,
like, hide in the back or something. Mm.
I don't even have to do that. He's my husband, so I can just take him with me. But, like,
we're thinking, like, worst case scenario. Yes.
Worst case scenario, we're all getting in your camper.
Yeah, right? Going far, far away.
In the truck from Saskatchewan.
Yeah, this truck needs to come home.
Right. It was meant to be a Canadian. Because at least, yeah. Like, I'm proud to be an American because at least I know I'm free. This truck is proud to be a Canadian because at least it knows that our health care will be free.
I thought you were going to say, so we can flee.
I mean, look, six of one, half a dozen of the other. Either way, we're winning. Anyway.
So.
That's a thing.
So, still processing is all.
Yeah. So, I thought maybe we could do a real quick question of story time.
Okay.
I have a few questions I want to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just normal questions. Don't be afraid. You're both.
I'm very afraid.
You're both.
Help me.
You're both looking concerned. And all I'm trying to get across to you both is that.
It's getting late. I don't know.
I was going to say, you got somewhere to be, Kit?
Maybe.
Okay.
Depends on what you're going to ask.
These are normal questions, and you don't have to answer them if you don't want to, but they'll be funny.
So I can plead the fifth if I want.
If you want to, it'll be boring as fuck, and that doesn't make for good podcasting, but do you, boo-boo. All
right.
What do you think is the best hangover remedy or cure? Asking for a friend. The friend is me.
Well, I have some recent experience in this.
Let me just sit back with my Lipton, my fine China teacup.
Oh, I recently went on a trip to Oregon. We went to the Oregon coast, and we had a little too much fun one night,
mm-hmm.
and a certain someone wasn't feeling well.
I mean, who amongst us hasn't been this person?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I was going to miss the day and just hang out in bed and
be miserable.
Yeah, and they're good friends. They're like, no, no man left behind. And I'm like, okay, well, we have a problem because I can't get in the car.
Yeah.
So, a certain someone made me take a shot of what I was drinking the night before, which I deserve an award for.
Hair of the dog, though, right?
That's what they say, but do you know how hard it was to hold it down?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It took about 15 or 20 minutes of me laying there saying, please don't get sick. Please don't get sick. Please don't get sick.
I hate it. I hate throwing up so much.
Yeah. Me too.
You know.
So I held it in like a champ and was like, okay, maybe I can get in the car now. I still don't feel well.
Yeah.
But maybe.
I wondered if that theory really works. Like, just drink more and it'll go away.
I mean, I don't recommend it. Just saying.
Here, you're super dehydrated. Suck on this.
Yeah. So we went and spent time down at the beach, and then they're like, okay, we're taking you to a bar.
Oh, Lord.
Like, that's not a good idea. And they're like, sure it is. So.
Just without hesitation, sure it is. Yeah. It's fine. This is good. This would be good.
So they take me to a bar and they're like, you have to order a drink. And I'm like, I'm not really into that life. And they're like, yeah, you are. Order a drink. So I did. And then they ordered some like greasy appetizer kind of foods.
Yes. You gotta throw grease on the fire, man.
Yeah.
That's the only one you can't. That's the only fire you can throw grease on.
Yeah. So I first had a vodka Red Bull.
Oh, wow. They're really trying to keep you awake.
Well, I was not feeling well, so I needed to, like, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also had some alcohol in there. And then I ate some food, and then I had a vodka cran, because you don't want to mix the...
No.
Yeah, you're already not feeling well, you don't want to mix all the...
Stay consistent with the type of alcohol.
Yeah. And then when it was, like, time to pay the check, I'm like, guys, I'm back in the game!
They brought me back to life,
it worked. Now,
They resurrected you with fried food and vodka.
I wouldn't recommend this all the time. I don't think you should continue drinking, but in that particular situation,
I think that's your body saying, slow down.
Yeah, right, right. But in that particular situation, when you're out of town and you're gonna miss out, and it really did work for me. So
yeah, you got back on with your vacay.
Yeah, I rallied.
Yeah,
nice.
That's great.
And it wasn't worse the next day.
No, because then I slowed way down and switched to water.
Yeah.
And, you know, kept eating the food because I didn't want... Oh, no, driving home?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, thank you.
The raw tummy. I just can't. I hate that.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a good cure? First of all, when was the last time you were super hungover, even?
Probably the last time I came over here.
Well, in that case, it was meclizine. The cure was, not the cause.
I would say, like, McDonald's breakfast food.
Yes, because, again, the grease, right? Mm-hmm.
You gotta have, like,
the hash brown.
The hash brown's very important.
No, yes.
And, like,
I'll throw down on that orange juice. Like, most days, I'm like, what am I? Who is this? Yeah. Who's this orange juice for? On that particular day, I'm like the
sucking it down.
Yeah, so the vitamin good. C.
And the sugar. Something. You need the sugar. Yeah,
holy. Yes, yeah, I agree.
Zofran doesn't
hurt. Yeah, I know, right? I swear that my first trimester with Ezra, I should have been taking Zofran. Because every single day, I only got sick one time or maybe twice. I'm trying to remember if the second time was just me sitting in front of the loo and not really letting it fly.
Dude, you like cut the time?
But I was nauseous every single day to the point where I should have been throwing up, but just couldn't.
Yeah.
And I was just nauseated. That entire, like, the entire first trimester, it was like 3 or 4 months of just being so sick. And to this day, I can't drink, like, ginger teas any tea that has like a ginger mixture in it. And I used to love eating slices of ginger in between different types of sushi I was eating to cleanse my palate. I can't fuck around with ginger at all anymore. Because I tried, except for like ginger ale, but I tried to use it to make the nausea go away. And now that's all it reminds me of.
Oh, yeah.
But no, as far as like hangover cure, I mean, obviously I agree with the grease. Mm-hmm. Zofran sounds like an amazing drug. I've never had it. I've had meclizine, which helps you if you have like vertigo. And I always get like ear infections. So I get like... That was my dishwasher.
I heard that.
That's great, you know, because... But one of the things that I found that's, like, really helpful is the night before, trying to drink a ton of water before you fall asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take ibuprofen before bed.
Ibuprofen. Like,
oh, I'm going to hurt tomorrow if I don't do this.
Yeah. Even if I do this, I'm still going to hurt, but it's going to probably be less.
Also, vitamins in the morning. Sometimes you really got to hold them down, but I feel like vitamins really help.
Yeah. Yeah, but that grease. I think the grease is key. Mm-hmm. I honestly, it's so clutch. Even Zeb knows. He's like, do you need me to go get your favorite french fries? And I'm like, yes, please. It's very rare. I try not to drink to excess, really. Mm-hmm. And
it happens.
One of the things I have trouble with sometimes is like, is the constant monitoring. Like trying to assess if you're beyond the line, if you're on the line and you shouldn't have another one, or if you're okay to have another one and then that's the last one. Like, it's the constant monitoring of it, because I'm always afraid that I'm going to, like, drink too much and be sick and not feel well. So I constantly try to just enjoy it, but, like, enjoy it without, like, overdoing it, getting dehydrated, feeling sick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's so hard to thread the needle on that one because you think you're fine.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, these little canned wines.
Oh, God, they've got me good.
They have, yeah. Or, like, this is, like, the rosé. I've done, like, the canned white wines. And you think it's a can, so you think it's, like, one drink. One can is, like, having three glasses of wine.
Well, this particular one is a 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, I know.
I checked.
I'm pretty sure the one I had last time, those were like a 3-to-1.
Yeah, it was.
I think I had three of them.
Well, that's the problem is like, because you think you're just having one drink because you're holding a can. You don't think to yourself, this is the equivalent of three glasses of wine.
Right.
So I've had two cans before and then been like, Zeb.
Yep.
Mistakes have been made. You will be reading the books because I can't see the letters. You know, like, not, and it's nothing, I don't want my son to ever like see me that way, so I try very hard to never be intoxicated around him. But there are three times in my life where I have made a straight fool of myself. And those three times taught me big lessons.
I got like that real bad when they had a going away party for us, like way back when we were younger and we were moving to Seattle.
Oh, way back, like when I was in junior high. Yeah. I was like, well, the Twin Towers still stood up.
Before Y2K?
Yes. Grandma, man.
And mm-hmm. It was not good. I just remember throwing up. My friend had a bathroom with two sinks. And I think, like, me and someone else were both throwing up at the same time. And then I remember Mark was very concerned that I was going to throw up in his Cadillac on the way home. And that was a thing. Like, I don't want to put her in my car. And it's like, dude, this is your woman. Like, what? You're not going to take her home with you?
You're about and to move like, to Seattle with her.
And we had everything packed up in a U-Haul because we were leaving, like, the next day or something.
Right.
And so we had to go back to our duplex and like sleep on the hard floor. That is not fun when you are hungover.
No, oh God.
And I get really bad migraines.
Yeah.
Really bad. And especially alcohol. Like, I think I have some kind of allergy to it because I get pretty sick. So I have to really, it has to really be a function that I want to partake in drinking and have fun because I know I'm going to pay for it later regardless.
Gosh.
So yeah, that wasn't fun. That was the worst. Sleeping on a hard floor, waking up with a splitting headache, all your aspirin and shit's packed.
It's all in the
somewhere. Like, I don't know. I got a blanket and a pillow.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
There's no Instacart because it's 99. Yeah, like, no one can even. Like, no one can.
Have cell phones, girl.
Yeah, no one can even bring me a plastic bottle of Tylenol, yes. Man.
Yeah.
You're out here.
Didn't have a house phone because everything was packed up.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, it was sucky.
I do remember that duplex. I loved that duplex. You guys had Nina.
That was your dog. What we moved into when we came back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Got it. You're right, because I was in high school when you guys were in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We've all had rentals, right? Am I right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That's so many. Oh, man. Okay, so speaking of, we've all lived in Spokane at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all lived here at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer and why?
Oh.
So, do you prefer the west side of Washington or the east side?
That sounds tough.
I mean, it's not for me. Immediately. Puget Sound till I die.
Yeah?
Probably. Because that earthquake's going to happen any day, and it's going to be a straight-up tidal wave. I live right by the port of Tacoma. It's coming for me.
Yeah. I think I would rather be in Spokane. Just because of the people, like, that I miss so much.
Your family. You've had the same group of friends forever.
Yeah, like my best friends of 30 years, you know? Like,
yeah.
I just aged myself.
I aged myself.
But... that's the hard part, like, feeling, like, serious FOMO when all your friends are in a group text talking about what they were doing, and you're just like, dude, I missed it, you know?
Yeah. But you also, though, didn't have a hangover.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's FOMO for real, though.
Yeah.
Because I, for a long time at Red Lobster, I would get FOMO, so I started going out with everybody, but then what ended up happening was I would drink one and be done, and then I ended up being the babysitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because when you're the one who's responsible...
Yeah, I was the DD a lot.
Yeah, me too. Always the DD. I'd be there for...
my thing is, like, is I know how terrible I feel if I drink too much. And the last thing I'm doing is fucking putting my face in a public toilet.
Oh my God.
It's happening. Like, sorry.
No, I'm not getting down on my hands and knees in a public bathroom.
And I will just have maybe a Coke or a Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. I would have one drink right when we got there, and it would be something simple, like a one shot, like mixed drink with diet, or like a beer.
Yeah.
One drink when we got there, and then we would be there for like 4 or 5 hours, and then I would drink Diet Coke and water for the rest of the night. That's it. Yeah. And I would eat too.
Yeah.
While we were there, because we'd worked all night,
mm-hmm.
and all of us usually had a change of clothes in the car. So we'd change our clothes and then we'd go out.
Yeah.
And I ended up just a lot. And it was great. I mean, my Red Lobster family, especially at that time in my life when I needed really close friends.
Yeah.
When you work in a restaurant, you become very close to the people you work with.
Yeah.
They're like a second family. And I'm sure there are other industries that feel this way.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Like, I definitely feel very close to my coworkers now anyway because I have a good office environment. But my boss has created that type of environment. Right. It's not typical in law that you feel that way. But in a restaurant setting, you start to love each other. Yeah. Like, genuinely care about one another. And that was the thing. Yes.
Cleaning, yes. Having a drink before you close.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Not before you close.
After I close.
After.
That was after.
Yes. After. And not at the Red Lobster. You had to leave.
Yeah.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Was the Darden.
I was just going
to
say that.
Yes. It was very, very much that idea. Like, get the hell off my clock and get the hell off the premises. Bye.
Oh, see, we used to, like, always hang out with where April worked. Yeah. She got off.
But that's the thing.
It was so fun because the restaurant would be closed and we could still, like, hang out on the patio or whatever. Yeah, for a little bit.
Well, that's the thing too, is like, especially if it's something that's like local or something that's like family owned or something along those lines, it's definitely like a little more flexible.
Yeah.
Or if it's like a bar, like an actual bar, you can do that. But with the chain restaurant, they're like, every liability is implied. Get to Steppen.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Scat. I said scat. It was constant. It was great, though. Great times.
Yeah.
Good people. Great times. Terrible shellfish. What are you going to do?
Good biscuits.
Great biscuits. So, Jessica, where would you rather live?
I'm glad you asked. I, honestly, I don't know that I would ever leave Washington State. I could. It'd be hard.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff, like, I guess we have to deal with the snow and stuff, like, over in Spokane.
Yeah.
You guys get it sometimes.
A little, but it's never bad.
Yeah. But I just feel like, I would rather put up with the cold and the snow and the crazy drivers in the snow over, like, a hurricane or, like, we have, you were talking about earlier, the earthquakes and stuff, but it's like, we get them, but they're not, like, California.
Yeah. The San Andreas fault line that shifts all the time. Yeah.
We don't get tornadoes. I mean, we have, but they haven't been anything huge. Yeah. So I just really like our state and how it seems to be relatively safe when it comes to the natural disasters. I always think that I could live in Seattle, and then I get over here and get in the traffic and I'm like, God, I hate it over here. I love it over here and I hate it over here. I love to come and visit on vacation.
There's so much to do here. Yeah, there's so pretty. Much
to it do. Is, yeah. But that traffic, like how long it took us to get here from Kitty's house was like,
it should be like a 20-minute drive.
I know.
I mean, you guys were on South 5 at like
rush hour. On a Friday.
Yeah.
Look, I get it.
Yeah.
But there's always traffic everywhere you go. There's just so many people over here that there's always traffic.
It never ends.
If there wasn't traffic like that, I think I would be okay with living over here. Or if I lived on the outskirts somewhere, maybe that'd be good. I do feel like Spokane is home. And I know my way around most everywhere there.
Yeah.
I do enjoy living outside of Spokane now. Like, when I'm those people now, like, after a year of living out of the city, I go into town for something. I'm like, can you believe these drivers and this traffic? And it's
these
like,
city folk?
So I do enjoy.
And it's because you got to the grocery store on a tractor? Or like,
golf carts.
Yeah, golf carts. My bad.
Sometimes I'll be driving with my dad and we'll be in one of the little, you know, outside cities going grocery shopping or something. And like three cars go by while we're waiting to go. And he's like, dang, we hit rush hour. Like,
that's so funny. Man, your dad is quick with a joke.
I know.
He is good. I think
Spokane or outlying areas would be where I'd like to be. But I'm also not opposed to living over here. I could do it. I could live in, like, I think Montana is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think I could live
there.
Big
sky country.
Yeah, I think I could live there.
I like, it's very similar to, like, Alberta and Saskatchewan in that way, like, the lower regions.
Yeah.
Alberta is a little more, they have a little more mountain there. And British Columbia, that, like, the side of British Columbia that's above Idaho and above Spokane is more of a mountain area. I could either live in Washington State or I could live in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, or Manitoba. I could literally live in any of those provinces and be happy. And I know that I could. Like, there's this weird thing about being from two different countries where, like, I love my state and I love where I live now. But I could easily see us moving to Canada. Yeah. If I didn't love my job the way that I do. Zeb's job is international. They even have a location that's in Ontario. It's outside of Toronto in a city called Mississauga. But he works remotely now anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, I could definitely see us moving, but I don't think that I ever want to leave Washington. Mm-hmm. But it's because it's, like you said, it's home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not only that, like, we have every type of landscape here. We have, like, the ocean. We have rainforests. We have mountains. We have desert area, which people don't realize. We have, like, a barren, straight-up desert area. Tumbleweeds, mm-hmm. the whole nine.
Yeah.
And dunes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, every type of landscape that you can imagine, we have it here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went, you and I, Jessica and I went to Crystal Mountain a few summers ago, and we went to this restaurant at the very top. It's like called the Summit, and it's like the restaurant that you eat at when you're out for a day of skiing, but no one was skiing because it was summer, so there's no powder.
Mm-hmm.
But we literally rode the gondola. Come at me, Jessica. Your gondola. She puts F-assus on the wrong syllable.
Whatever.
We looked it up. They're both correct, so neither one of us is wrong, but also neither one of us is right.
That's correct.
That's true. That part is correct, mm-hmm. but the way we pronounce it can just go, we can agree to disagree.
Sure.
But we got to the top of the gondola, you're welcome, and you look out and you see the tops of all the mountains, and you see
Vancouver.
Yeah. And so it's so beautiful.
Like, your whole view is Rainier.
It's
while you're
beautiful.
Eating.
You're eating and you're looking out, and all you see is the top of Mount Rainier.
It's gorgeous.
It was breathtaking.
Gondola.
A gondola at Crystal Mountain.
I never have.
We should go there.
It goes straight up.
It goes straight up.
It's kind of scary. Kimmy and I were like,
Vancouver.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like that. You're just like, oh gosh. Mm-hmm. And then you get up there and they have freaking bears for you to just watch.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
We watched all these deer like scaling up and down the mountain. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like straight.
Yeah, that's how the.
This picture right here I took of Ezra on.
And then that one on the top left was on the way down or on the way up?
That was, I don't know.
And then look, there's...
Yeah, Zeb and Ezra, that was on the way up. That one might have been on the way down.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to have to share those pictures now.
Yeah. But it was absolutely breathtaking. I don't think... I mean, yeah, you can get that in BC, but living in BC is so expensive. Like, we've considered it before I found Brooke, my current boss, who I love and adore. I was like, maybe we should just go. We should just fuck all this. Let's go to Canada. Let's just be done. Like, you can work from Canada. Let's do it. And we were looking into the median housing prices in BC, and we were like, oh, okay, so no.
Oh, okay, so we'll stay in Washington.
Because we're poor. Well, because they do have, like, townhouses and stuff, or obviously apartments,
mm-hmm.
but to have, like, a single standing house in or around Vancouver, money. You need to have lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just something we couldn't do.
These are the, grizzly bears.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Of the gondola when you go in Vancouver.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
My biggest fear. So that's why I'm not a big wilderness person.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going to go for a hike in the mountains and bear's going to come after me. But you're like looking down
at
the city.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
One of my favorite places.
It was like summertime, but there's still snow, you know, up there.
One of my favorite places in BC is, I'm going to butcher this probably, but Calipano, I think. And it's this huge suspension bridge, but then it's also all these bridges between treetops, and there's also like an edge walk, and you look straight down onto a river, but it's like a ravine. It's amazing and terrifying.
Yeah. You guys know, like, when you go to Big Island, like,
No.
It's all lava and the island bigger and bigger because of the lava flow.
Hey, listen, fancy pants you. Can
go see lava right in Idaho?
No, I didn't know that.
It's called Craters of the Moon. Mark found it the other day. He's like, dude, we can go in lava caves right here in Idaho.
Wow.
Or right
there,
but you know.
That's dope.
Yeah, I'm like, we need to do that.
Yeah, wow.
You can camp there.
Huh.
And just like,
I remember,
go see real lava.
Like where in Idaho?
I think it's down, let me see. It's the National Monument in Idaho. So, you got Pocatello, Idaho Falls.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who knew, right?
I was just gonna say.
Why are you guys taking words out of my brain?
Because we're all the same person, or because grandma's in the room.
I guess.
Okay, yeah, so Washington.
Washington.
Camp there.
We should. I remember we went to the Oregon coast. You and I, you, Jessica and I did.
Yeah.
Kitty, you were going to come, but it didn't line up with your summer plans that year. We went with some of our other cousins, Stephanie, Brianna.
I had serious FOMO, by the way.
Their families. We had a great time. We had a lot of fun
without you.
but just so we're clear, the entire time, we did not think about you once. I'm kidding. We did. We kept saying. Liar. No, we did.
Yeah.
Jessica and I even had a conversation. I was like, do you know, like, this is great and we love it, but it would be better if Kitty was here. Yeah. It's so close.
Yeah.
Comparatively to us, to the lava caves. Yes. I really want to go visit. Well, the lava caves sound great. My point was we went to this Oregon trip, but Grandma Karen, no, I'm not saying her last name and nobody knows how we're related to her. I'm just going to call her Grandma Karen. Safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. She took one of our cousin's sons with her to the Mount St. Helens lava caves on the way down there. They stopped.
Yeah, Mark took the boys there.
Yeah, and like got out. Yeah, and got out and they took all these pictures and she was showing them to us by the time we were all at the coast house. Yeah, together at the coast house. And I was like, this is amazing. And I didn't even realize that they existed. Mm-hmm. I never had stopped there. I knew Mount St. Helens erupted just before we were, Jessica and I were born, but I'd never have stopped there.
Yeah.
And so I had no idea about these lava. It's amazing the underground tunnels that all of that lava and mudslide and everything created, this entire pathway. Mm-hmm. It's insane. But yeah, they were showing us pictures of it and I was just like blown away.
Yeah.
Literally.
I think it blew. So fun.
Was it 82? I want to say 81.
Maybe 81, I think. Right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we can listen. You're the fact checker, so you check the facts for us, Kitty. Thanks. Yes. Ash everywhere, from what I understand.
I'm getting old. My memory is not so great, so I have to.
Oh yeah, you're so.
Google.
Would you get your AARP membership any day now? Or
yeah.
She's gonna belong to the geriatric society soon.
I think the best vacation would be to, like, rent a camper or whatever, RV, or pull your camper, whatever, and just take, like, a couple weeks and just travel to different states to, like, what monuments or cool landmarks they have.
Yes. A coworker of mine has been to Yosemite so many times. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I want to go to Yosemite so bad, and a coworker of mine has gone, like, 2 or 3 times now. And it's amazing. She's, Kimmy, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You have to go. It's amazing. It's kind of scary because the wildlife there is big and scary.
Yeah.
Like you have to stay
when
safe.
When I originally was like, I want a camper. Like, I'm fine with a pop-up tent trailer. Like, I just don't want to be in a tent.
Yeah.
And Mark's like, no, I want to go to, like, Yellowstone or something. And
yeah.
We're going to have some hard sides.
Yellowstone for sure. Yeah.
Because, you know, our luck, our kids would leave some snacks out or something.
Something.
Bear
country
and, you know.
Yeah.
Dunzo.
Yeah.
Biggest fear, so.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Well.
I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, I think it would be cool to just hit all the national parks.
Yes.
Like that would be so
fun.
I want
to take my kids to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Like, I took Marky when he was one. It was incredible. Like, it's like, I'm like, Mark, you got to see it in person.
Somebody.
It's so cool.
Somebody said something to me on a history. You have to do comments in your classes, and it was a history comment discussion board mm-hmm. that we were doing for history class. And somebody said to me, do you know the dark history behind Rushmore? And I was like, no. And they put a link, but the link wouldn't go through. It was like mm-hmm. ad blocked or whatever. And I just didn't think anything of it. But then I saw someone on TikTok the other day. It was like, if you don't know the dark history behind Rushmore, you need to do some research. So apparently there's some dark history there that I don't know about. If you wanted to fact check that for me. Great.
Right, yeah. I have to say, when you come you in do and all it's the dark homework. Out, and then you just see these glowing faces on the hillside, like the mountainside, and you're like, kind of eerie.
Right.
Like, you're looking at your hotel room, like, it's kind of creepy. You know, mm-hmm. it's lit up all night long, you know?
Well, regardless of whatever it is, it's still an incredible talent to, like, carve faces into the side rock. Of rock.
It's pretty cool. Like, it's worth going to, for sure. And the town at the bottom?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like the junction, but bigger.
Oh,
and like cute little antique shops and coffee shops. And, you know, well, it was 16 now, and he was one at the time. So I can't really this say was, what it's like now.
This was a decade and a half ago. You know, girl.
So. What was that? What were we talking about? Ezra?
Yeah. Oh, Ezra. Ezra. What a ham, Ezra.
Oh, we need to talk about Ezra.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, he's all right.
Hilarious. He is so funny.
He gets it from Zeb.
Like, he's totally going to be the class clown.
Probably.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
a dear.
He's my lovey.
First off, we come in, and Kitty's ahead of me, and he goes, Cousin Jessica! Thanks. And then the look on his face was like, that's not who I thought it was.
it was me, of course.
Yeah.
I'm chopped liver when Jessica's her.
Just so we're, I just want you to feel and make eye contact and understand, so am I. I don't think I can emphasize that enough.
And my kids are like, is Jessica coming to our house before she goes home? I'm like, I don't know.
Everyone wants Jessica. Exactly. They're all trying to get a piece of the tweet.
You know, I am everyone's favorite. I try to tell people and they're just like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's true.
It's weird, too, because you're so humble and usually that kind of stuff makes people brag.
I know.
But you just stay humbled by
it. I do.
You really do. It's next level incredible, honestly.
Yeah. No, he pulls out these boxes of chocolates that he's selling.
That's hilarious. If anybody wants to buy some world's finest chocolates, do I have a deal for you? And the deal is, please pay me $2 per bar. Thank you.
And no chocolate unless you pay.
No.
Yeah. So
very much stressed. Yeah.
He says, if you don't have any dollars, you don't get any chocolate.
Yes. He was very...
Like, oh, okay, wow, well.
He's, what if I have quarters?
No, it's no, gotta ma'am. Be dollars.
I'll have to talk that over with my CPA.
He was given some chocolate, and then he went over and stole some of Kitty's and said,
Well, the best part was that Kimmy opened up the Kit Kat version.
Yeah, the wafer.
And then gave him a big chunk of it, and he's like, I probably maybe shouldn't have any more. It's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't because you had
that giant chunk
before that. And it's almost bedtime.
Right. Yeah.
And then there was other flavors he couldn't have because of his allergies.
Yeah, he's allergic to nuts. Yeah.
And you had given me a piece of the Kit Kat to try and I had taken a bite and then I was like, I want to try the caramel one. So I set my piece down and he saw me opening the caramel and he's like, can I smell that? I'm like, okay, sure. And then he notices that I haven't finished my piece of candy that I set down to try another flavor. And he, like, walks right up to it, like,
picks it up and he's like, so what you think about that?
After he just got done eating the chunk I'd given him.
And before I could answer, it was, can I have it? Like, sure. I mean, if your mom says.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you just ate chocolate. No, put her chocolate down. Stop fingering people's chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Worst salesman ever.
He was very, very much concerned that I didn't have any dollars yet because my purse was in the car. He's like, how many bars you got there?
Yeah, counting.
You owe me $4.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's quick with math.
He is.
So he was like immediately like.
He's like, girl, I know how much money you owe me.
Yeah.
On the grind though, cash, that's $4.
Me, like,
I know. And I finally.
You owe me $4,
and
lady.
I finally said to him, I was like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Mommy will make sure the money's there. Yeah. And he was like, well, I need it. And I'm like, no, it's for the school.
Yeah, he was
and like
side combo like. I'm like, well, what do you do with the dollars? I buy stuff. Like, he totally was like, I need that money because I'm hitting up the Zon.
He was talking about Jeff Bezos. Yeah. He definitely thought that the money was going to be for him.
Yeah.
And I was like, it goes directly back to the school.
Yeah. Well, then he said, like, maybe it'll help him get free lunch longer. So
this kid had free lunch one day. And it was a celebration of something at the church. And they had hot dogs and potato chips. And you would act like this kid got free lunch like, every day. He wouldn't stop talking about, they gave me a lunch there. Mom, you didn't have to even pack me anything because they gived me lunch.
Oh, he's so cute.
And I love when, do you ever notice when he's like trying to talk to you? And you'll go to finish his sentence and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he puts his hands up like,
yeah, like
give me a minute.
I got this.
Yes.
Like, don't talk for me.
Yes. This kid, I'm not, and it's kind of annoying too because he is really smart. And I'm not saying that again. I can't stress this enough. I am not bragging about this because it's difficult when your kid is smart to outsmart your kid.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I remember very specifically, he'd asked me some question, and the question was hard to answer. And so I kind of came up with like a white lie, and he's like, well, that doesn't make sense because of X, Y, and Z, and if those are factors, then like obviously what you're
like,
saying.
Shit.
And it was like, do you want ice cream? And he was like, yay! Because he's still five.
Yes. Sidetrack.
But, you know, at some points, you're like, no one told me that I was going to have existential conversations with my 5-year-old.
Like when he told you today that you were wrong about ghosts, they're real.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm keeping my mouth shut.
And I was like, well, like, how do you know they're real? And he said, well, one of them wrote my name in a book, but it was on a page and I hadn't even gotten to that page yet.
Yeah.
But my name was written on that page.
And I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. So I know that's how ghosts are real.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and you're wrong.
Ezra, there's no definitive proof one way or the other that ghosts are real.
But he kept restating the question. But like, Mom, what you said about ghosts is not correct.
Yeah.
Like he changed the word.
Yeah.
You were wrong, then it was you're not correct.
Yes. And then he was like, what did he say? Like, if you can't prove it, then it's not true.
Yeah.
Like something like to that effect. And I was like, just go watch cartoons.
Isn't SpongeBob on?
Can you just like put on Disney Channel and be unflappable? Get in front of the TV. And he
like
was like,
when
well,
he gave up looking for Jessica playing hide and go seek.
Yeah. Oh, it was convenient then when he was already doing a kid thing and then he went to do another kid thing.
Now he's watching like The Simpsons.
Yeah, Jessica's
Jessica's still missing.
I know. We were over there talking. We were having a grown-up conversation about grown-up things.
He's just watching cartoons. And,
he's walking around. He doesn't find you.
Right.
And he's maybe looked 3 minutes.
No, he went upstairs. Because that's where he told you to hide. Was upstairs.
Right.
And I didn't hide upstairs.
Yeah. No. And
so
you told him you weren't going to.
So he came back down and just watched cartoons.
Yeah, so he came back and he was watching cartoons. And so then Kitty and I were like, you have to keep looking for her. You can't just like stop looking.
Yeah, you don't just give up in the middle.
Yeah. And so he was like, okay. So he like stopped watching the cartoons.
To go find you.
To go find you. And then he was like, I just can't find her anywhere. And then he was like, staring at the TV again. And I was like, Ezra, you have to look behind doors. You can't just like walk through the house. Yeah. It was pretty funny. He zoned out real quick. He gave up on you in about 3 minutes.
Well, and to be fair, I hid behind the bathroom door, so it was like the easiest place to find someone, and I was there for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah. I was like, she's gonna die in there, actually. I think we just have to like put like a in remembrance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plaque on my bathroom door now.
No, he doesn't forget anything either. Like, we came home after being gone today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we took a long time to bring that ring pop back.
Yeah,
oh
we God. Did. We did.
And, he called my phone while we were out.
Several
and
times.
One time. Oh, it was one time.
Said, I thought he called a couple more.
He called one time, so I called back. And I said, hello. And he goes, Mom, it's Ezra.
Like, who else could it be?
Well, no, because he answered Zeb's phone. And yeah. I was like, okay, honey, how are you?
You're never going to tell them apart.
Yeah, I would never know that this pre-PBSM. Oh, Zeb?
What's, yeah.
What happened to your voice? He goes, remember before you left, you probably maybe said you were going to get that thing for me? And I was like, Ezra, what thing? And he goes, Mom. You really don't remember? Like, he's five. He's five. And I was like, of course I remember. I said, Cousin Jessica found them. And he goes, what are they then?
Like, oh yeah, you ain't tricking me.
Yeah. And I said, she found the ring pops. And he goes, okay. And I was like, but we have to go to another store to finish getting everything we need for the craft. And he goes, can you please just come home with my ring pop first and then go to the other store?
Get off the phone.
Yeah.
Just stay on the phone.
Because he wanted to understand why we needed to go to the other store. Yeah. And then I said, and he said, well, do you need to finish your craft today? Like, is this something
you need to
get the supplies today? And I was like, well, Ezra, we're already out. It just makes sense to finish getting the supplies so that we can do the craft with you. And he goes, oh, I probably maybe won't want to do the craft, but I do want my ring pop. And I said, we're going to go to this other store, to the craft store, to get everything we need for the rest of it. But the ring pop that Jessica found you, it comes in a pack of many ring pops. And he goes,
oh gosh,
Mom, how many? it was General Hospital, like the paw, yeah, the intake, like, the pause, the drama. How many? Or like, how, what are we talking here? What do you got? What's the score? Give me the skinny. How many exactly? And I was like, you're not putting money on a horse, kid. These are fucking ring pops. Like, just chill out.
From the dollar store.
Yeah, from Dollar Tree. Yeah. But, you know, your thing is fine. And so I said, well, Mommy needs to look at the package. I don't know exactly how many are in there. You just bought it and you don't know? Yeah, I was at Dollar Tree. I put a lot of stuff in the cart. What do you want from me? So, then I told him it was four. And he was like, okay, you can go to the craft store, but just make sure you bring me back my ring pop.
He was pretty patient. We were gone for a while.
Yeah. And then he finally said before I hung up the phone, I guess I probably will do that craft with you.
Yeah.
After everything, after all that, I guess I could probably maybe do that.
Yeah.
Then we came back and we were trying our candy again from last night that we didn't finish.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And he was real adamant, like, How many
bars
you got over there?
Hey, are you eating a chocolate bar? How many is that? Do you have dollars?
Like, we paid for them last night, dude.
These are left over from yesterday. Oh, okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, sir.
This kid, I know he is. He's very funny.
I literally can't get over his face when he had 5 minutes to finish his sandwich last night. And he was milking that shit, because you knew, like, I'm setting a timer, and you're setting that shit down, and you're going to bed, like, whether you're done or not.
Yeah, because this is the game that we play every night.
And I didn't hear the timer, because I'm deaf. So I didn't hear that was Alexa. I was talking to him and his face, like, he hears the timer and his face just goes the instant, like, I'm going to starve to death. I didn't finish my sandwich.
What did he say? He ran over and set his sandwich down.
And by the way, it's just like the bottom part of the crust.
It wasn't even that much left. Yeah.
And he walks off crying. I'm going to go to bed hungry. Had a bowl of Cheez-Its and some candy bars.
Quit sending your kid to bed hungry. Gosh.
Thanks, Jessica.
You gave him that extra minute, though, and he, like, scarfed that shit. Down.
I gave him two. I said, you know, set it for two. I said, you got 2 minutes. You better hustle.
And he did. He ate it all.
He ate it right up. And then he went upstairs and brushed his teeth. And then he saw that Zeb and I were relaxing on our bed waiting for him to bring us the books that we read to him every night.
Yeah.
And he took that opportunity to just
sneak back down,
scamper on downstairs and see how his cousins were doing. Probably make sure you're not eating any more of his damn chocolate. Yeah.
I need money for that shit.
I don't know if you read the package, but it says world's finest, madam. And
so, you ain't getting off.
I'm going to need those dollars post haste. I have a lot to buy with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was writing a note.
Yes, he was writing a note. I dropped
on the Alexa.
Yeah, I dropped in on the
get your ass up here.
The kitchen echo from the dot that's in our bedroom. And I was like, Ezra, if you don't, and I already heard him start running. Like, I said his name.
Oh, he ran.
Yeah. If you don't get up here right away, I'm going to tan your hide, which is such an empty threat. I've never even hit this guy. I flick him if he's in danger, but I've never laid a hand on him. He's just booking it.
He threw that note, like, at me and, like, ran. And so I flipped the paper over and I'm like, oh, if she only knew.
Right. So then I get back downstairs and you're like, so you know how you got on, like, the Amazon Echo and you told him he needed to get upstairs? And I had been gone at this point for like 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, because we had the book. And you showed me the paper.
Yes. Best family ever.
He literally wrote out. Best family ever.
Perfectly on like kindergarten paper with the lines.
Yes. Best family ever.
Spot on the paper. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That was so cute.
Yeah, and I'm just out here screaming at him. You know, it's such a fine line because you want to give them everything, but you realize if you give them everything and you give them too much slack, they become assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's a fine line between, like, I'm never going to make you do a thing. Like, okay, this for instance, we make him try something, but if he doesn't like it, he can spit it out and I'll make him a second dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just never going to force my kid to eat food.
Yeah, I agree with you that.
I was forced to eat food, and now I have a very unhealthy relationship with food because I was forced to, quote unquote, finish my plate.
Yeah.
You know, there's kids starving everywhere, and you're not even eating your green beans. Mm-hmm. You've got to be kidding me. Well, I don't like them. They're kind of gross.
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, I actually do like them, but as a kid, it wasn't my favorite thing.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Lima beans. We've talked about this on the podcast. They're disgusting.
They're gross.
They're so disgusting. The dry, pasty. There's not enough butter in the world.
Or salt.
You can't. No, exactly. You can butter and salt that shit to high heaven. It's your dress in a turd, man. I don't. If you like lima beans, I'm sorry, but like. That shit is for the birds.
Say, though, I just heard your mom out of that comment. I just saw Aunt Kathy.
Well, the amazing first dinner.
Yeah, first dinner.
That you cooked last night.
Yeah,
like pot roast,
potatoes,
and
carrots.
When you put his plate in front of him, and he like covered his mouth like he was gonna barf all over.
That's the face he makes.
It was so good.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
It was like
I can't take all the credit.
Eat a bite of everything.
Yeah, even the potatoes, I mashed them up for him, like, one by one, mashing these potatoes.
He's like, which one's the salt? Like, he was trying to disguise it.
And I'm like, I already put butter and salt. Yeah, I already took care of you, man.
And then he's just like, oh, like shrieking and like covering his mouth like he's gonna throw up just from looking at it or smelling it.
I know. And then I'm like, do you want a bologna sandwich? And he's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
At least he did eat all of it.
Yeah, he did. When he does pick a second dinner, now he understands. We talked to him and we said, if you eat the dinner that we make you, if you eat first dinner that gets made, the real first dinner, you get a dessert. But if we have to make you second dinner, we will make you second dinner. We're never going to make you eat for the, if you don't like it,
yeah,
we're not going to make you eat it.
Yeah.
But if we have to make you second dinner because you refuse to eat first dinner, you don't get a dessert.
Yep.
It and just, you, eat it. You have to eat all of second dinner and you are not getting a treat.
Yeah.
That's just what it is, homie. I'm sorry, but like, I'm getting sick of the second dinner thing. And there are things I think he would genuinely like if he would just try them.
Yeah.
Like, okay, even if he doesn't like the texture of pot roast, which is totally a thing.
Yeah.
Texture is a big thing for people who don't like pot roast. And some people don't like shredded meat. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I understand. I
love it.
I think it's delicious.
Yes.
As you both know, I love pot roast.
It's really good.
But... And I did, you know, the potatoes, the carrots, the pot roast, I made the gravy,
yeah.
All the things. This kid was like, I'm sorry, this meal, this right here, is for poor villagers.
Yeah.
I am a prince. Bring me the Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
I want it on wheat bread.
Yeah.
With Best Foods mayonnaise and a Velveeta slice of cheese.
Very specific, that one.
Yeah, fromage, for sure. Dude's all about his shitty, like, generic processed cheese. Jeez.
Oh, here you go.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I cooked him myself right here.
Yes.
I'm touching my uterus.
You can't touch your uterus.
I know, I'm just touching my belly. That's what he said. I don't. Just a little callback. All right. Well, it's late. I think Kitty, are you going to stay the night?
I don't know yet.
Well, you make a decision, but I know who's not staying the night. Our faithful few. Our followers.
Yeah.
You guys got to get out of here.
Yeah. You don't have to go home.
But you can't stay here. Thanks so much. You're welcome. Bye.